Alrighty.
Long days and pleasant nights, fellow explorers. Another Q&A, another month has gone by. I said I would do another one February 18th, and here we are, February 18th, as it says on my Bob Ross calendar. So, yeah, feel free to ask anything you want related to SCP or any other series I've covered or have yet to cover. And I will pick and choose some questions as they fly by, and we'll see how it goes. We'll go for about an hour as usual, and we'll be doing super chats at the end if there are any. Let's see here. What was my favorite SCP to cover? The sort of expanded Cactus Verse stuff is some of my favorite. So the Wrath SCP, like the Fae Princess and all that, Auto Papadopoulos. I really like covering that. I'd love to see that continued. A lot of them, though. Ouroboros was a lot of fun to cover just because it was so gigantic and epic, and there's a bunch. Let's see, Death and Containment, that was a really fun one. Where did I get the image for my channel profile? That was a logo contest that I did a few years ago now when I first started exploring series. I just put it out there. I was having a logo contest. People submitted a bunch of different stuff, and I just happened to like the look of this. So that's what it is. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't correlate to anything as far as I know. Are there any vampire SCPs? Yeah, the Vampire Factory. I don't remember the number. I believe I covered it in my more Sarkic SCPs. That's a sort of it's a bit of a twist on vampires, which, I mean, you're not just going to have Dracula as an SCP. So it was good. I like that one. My favorite SCP in general, I think it's still 3001, but, you know, there's so many that are just up there of enjoyable stuff. I like Death and Containment, which I just mentioned. That's such a great one. The video that I'll be releasing next Monday is going to be about a fun sort of similar SCP to that with voice acting involved. That'll be interesting. New Final Fantasy 14 video when? That will be dropping tonight at 3 a.m. as usual. So, for most of you, probably tomorrow. How many more SCPs do I have planned in the works? Is there any end in sight to my work? I don't think I'd say the end is in sight. Right now on Patreon, the poll has another 6 options or so. I mean, there's, you know, at least another 6 videos after I do all those. So, I mean, I don't think SCP will ever end. There are all, as long as people are interested, as long as authors keep writing stuff, I don't think it will ever end. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if next year I slow down SCP and it becomes one every 2 weeks instead of one every week. But I don't know. I don't know. Have I ever met the Volgan? No, I have not. I think he lives in Ireland, I believe. Do I listen to any other narrator YouTubers? Well, I don't know. I don't know. It depends on how you classify a narrator YouTuber. I listen to Vadi Vidya for Dark Souls stuff, Soulsborne stuff. I don't know if he's a narrator or not, but he's similar to what I do, I guess. Ahoy is similar to what I do, except like 100 times better than what I do. I watch those two YouTubers. I know I'm going to get plenty of questions about gamers against weed. I have to answer this every time. I don't want to do a video about Gamers Against Weed. No one has yet to really bring me any information, any SCP that shows the, why they're a good group of interest. The only reason people like them is because of the name. So, no. Right now, I have no plans to do Gamers Against Weed. No plans. Maybe that'll change, but right now, that's how it stands. Why do I post so early in the morning? So originally, I started uploading it like right before I went to bed, because originally, back when I used to read like YouTube comments a lot, I would always get really anxious about actually reading the comments right when the video came out. And I didn't want to like stay awake, or I didn't want to just sit there for like a couple hours and just be like reading all these first impressions. So I would post it right before I'd go to bed, and then I would just go to bed and then wake up and read it. So, you know, so it could ruin my fresh day and not my finished day. I don't know. I don't know what my thinking was, really. Now I just do it because it pisses people off. So that's really the only reason. despite all like statistics and everything telling me not to upload at 3 a.m, I continue to do it, and it seems to work out. There you have it. It feels wrong to change at this point, I guess. Wilson's Wildlife Solutions. Yeah, I could see doing that. I could see doing that. That sounds like a fun one. Classic horror SCP videos in the works. I mean, that's usually what I cover. The video that I'll be releasing this coming Monday definitely has some horror in it. I gotta say that. It's a compilation, so it's not completely horror, but there's some good ones in there. Could I do a Warhammer fantasy series? Well, theoretically, yes. I mean, normally I would have polls and there would be, you know, a chance for any series possible to win and I could cover it. But right now we're in this sort of interim year where I'm trying out this Final Fantasy 14 thing. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, in the future, anything's possible. Have I thought about reading creepypastas or scary stories for this channel? I mean, right now, if I tend to read anything, it's just going to be more Lovecraft, as that seems to be sort of popular. There's generally no dialogue, and, you know, I enjoy Lovecraft's works. But, yeah, I mean, people seem to like the audiobooks, seem to like the reading, so, sure, I mean, it's always possible. What series do I really want to cover? As always, I answer Stormlight Archive, although It's not ready to be covered yet, as far as I'm concerned. So I guess the series I really wanted to cover was Final Fantasy 14, and that's what I'm doing. Any exploring series ideas I wouldn't want to do or would dread to do? Gamers Against Weed. Also, dread to do. For a while, it came very close to winning one time. I think it was Egyptian mythology. And as interested as I am about Egyptian mythology, I would dread doing it. One, for pronunciation purposes, of course. And two, because anytime I did mythology, real world mythologies, it just like made me really anxious about, am I going to give this the respect it deserves? Am I going to do a good enough job covering something that people, you know, people research for their job, for real life, you know, it's like they go to school for it and all this. I mean, no one's going to school for SCP yet, but nah, I don't think I really dread doing almost anything. Do I like In the Mouth of Madness? Yes, that is a fantastic film. What's my cat's name chilling back there? That is Boogle. How ready was I for the dumpster fire came up when mentioning Lovecraft and cats in the same sentence? Yeah, I'm sort of just over all that. It kind of bothers me. Not much bothers me, but the fact that people just sort of wash over this man's entire writing career and impact on horror fiction just because his grandpa had an unfortunately named cat. It's bothersome, but, you know, young people, what are you going to do? What got me into the SCP universe? 4chan. Where it all started. I wasn't there when it started, but I was there when people were still discussing it, so. Would I be willing to teach at a school for SCP? I don't think I'd be a great teacher. I mean, if it was a lore class, but what would be the point of that? I mean, really, the only reason you'd discuss SCP in, like, an academic situation is, like, looking at it as sort of a modern mythology, you know, a sort of modern collective mythology that continues to build and sort of looking at it as this, like, spontaneous creation of thousands of people and things like that. Looking at it from, like, you know, that perspective, not like, let's talk about the Yule Man, you know? So I don't think I'd be a great, but since I'm not an author. Both the SCP Foundation and the GOC were to offer me a job. Which of the two would I take? Probably GOC. The GOC have more accountability, so I feel like I feel like I wouldn't just be like randomly tossed into some sort of situation, or, you know, there's legal ramifications with the GOC. They answer to the United Nations and things like that. They probably have to fill out a lot more reports. So I don't think I'd get, you know, sort of chewed up the same way as you could potentially be in the Foundation. Do I have a problem with people reacting to my full videos? I think it's partly flattering and partly just weird, but I don't have an issue with it. It's not like you're driving away a lot of viewership from my channel or anything like that. And like I said, it is kind of flattering to even think about that my creations, based on other people's creations, are inspiring creations in sort of this sort of ladder situation. I don't have an issue with it. Is this really my 400th video? I have no idea. I have no idea. I've been doing Let's Plays on my other channel and stuff for 10 years now, so I've uploaded thousands of videos. Any advice for writing SCP? I have no advice. I'm not an author. You should probably consult people that have actually put things on the wiki. Would I ever want to try a Volgan approach to reading, sort of acting as a character in the universe, or establish my own character for any reading, maybe an old explorer? Not really. I mean, I have a format that I think works for me. I guess, yeah, if I did have a character in the SCP universe, he wouldn't just be like, Dr. Explorer, what are you doing here? It would be more... Yeah, it would sort of more be an SCP himself, of just sort of like Uatu the Watcher or whatever from Marvel. They're just sort of like a chronicler of other SCPs. That would be kind of interesting, but I would never write that. But I cover more characters specifically in SCP universe that aren't anomalies. I get asked about like other Foundation doctors all the time, like Kondraki and Gears and things like that. Aside from Clef and Bright, I feel like most of the other, A lot of the other characters that pop up in the SCP universe are sort of self-contained to specific articles, or they don't really have like a narrative that's worthy of an entire video. Aside from Bright and Clep, which I felt they had significant stories, they had other, you know, characters connected to their stories. I could create a narrative, I could create a video about each one of those individually. Others ones, I don't know, they pop up here and there. You know, people ask for like a video about Sumerian. I mean, his name just sort of gets thrown around in all sorts of places, but that's not a narrative. That's not a story that I could craft from beginning to end in a video. So, like Regina Watts, yeah, that's an interesting character, but and I haven't really looked into her character that much. But again, just sort of dropping it into that more Daveite SCPs video, it's just sort of interesting. I don't know if I really could craft a whole video just about her character, but hard to say. Is it difficult finding images for all my videos? Sometimes. Half the time, I guess. Depends on the topic. You know, if I'm just talking about like something that's happening entirely in a Foundation facility or something like that. Or, you know, like the video Death and Containment. Again, that one was not that difficult to look for images. You just look for a bunch of, like, detective stuff. But when you start talking about, like, pataphysics and anti-mimetics, it's like, throw your hands in the air. It doesn't matter. Just put images of cats or waterfalls or fractals. What do I think? I'll make a series about after Final Fantasy. If Final Fantasy 14, the series, is like really successful, and people are like, please do these other games, or please do, oh, I will make a video just like this, but about, I don't know, The Witcher 3, you know, instead of doing Exploring the Witcher, which would look at, you know, specific topics within the Witcher universe. Instead, they'd rather have like a story video about specifically The Witcher 3, you know, things like that. That's sort of the idea in my head. I would love to do that. I would love to cover all sorts of video games. In fact, as a bit of a spoiler, as a bit of a pre-announcement here, I'm in my free time entirely as a passion project. I'm working on a similar concept for Final Fantasy VI. The story of Final Fantasy VI, which would be just two videos. And I will only release that once it's entirely finished. It'll probably take me a couple of months because it's just my free time. But yeah, something like that would be really something I'd like to transition into if possible, because I just enjoy video games. If the 14 series does not work out, people are not interested in that sort of content, then we'll go back to doing a poll. And I don't know, it could be anything from Egyptian mythology to Dune to Halo to Fallout. I mean, who knows? Ever consider getting into some kind of voice acting? Not before like a couple weeks ago. Before a couple weeks ago, it was just like, I think I'm terrible at voice acting. I think I just have a nice voice for narration and that's it. I can't do other characters. But I put out the audiobook this other week that was written by my friend. I did it a couple years ago just as a favor to him. I was concerned that about my voice acting, but I was like, no one will ever hear this. So whatever, it's just a favor, but people seem to be okay with it. And the SCP video I'll be doing for next Monday, the following Monday, has some more voice acting in it from me, and we'll see how people feel about that. But it's a cool thing to get into, I guess. It's a cool thing to be good at. I don't know if I'll ever be that good at it, but something to try. Will this be recorded and uploaded? Yes, this will be posted to the channel as a VOD right after we finish. Have I thought about doing any more Warhammer? I know you've done a lot on it, but do you feel like continuing? I actually haven't done a lot on it, which is the unfortunate thing. I ended the 40K series, or I put it on hiatus, because I was just overwhelmed. I mean, it really is that's a series that just you have channels entirely focused on because there is so much content on it. There's so many books written about it and continuing to be written about it. There's so much lore that I was just overwhelmed as a side series that I was just trying to sort of crank out one every couple of weeks, working on it, you know, on the weekends and things like that. It just overwhelmed me. So I do really like the 40K universe and I do want to get back to it. The idea was once SCP moves to a side series, I'd bring back 40K as the main series for a while, but you know, everything's up in the air, so I can't guarantee anything, but I would like to get back to it. My favorite fictional universe, I guess it's an entire universe, probably Brandon Sanderson's Cosmere, which, you know, has so many different like worlds in it that operate on completely different like laws of physics and magic and things like that. It's really just combined all together. It's super fascinating. Aside from that, Forty K is really cool. And I guess SCP, the SCP universe is very diverse and exciting. I have no plans to write an SCP. As I said, I'm not an author. I guess it's sort of like voice acting. It's something I think I'm terrible at and nobody would like it, but I guess it's something I should give a try at some point. Would I consider redoing my Cthulhu Mythos videos? Yeah, I have thought about that. I think I've mentioned that in other Q&As that it would be probably a good idea with the better microphone and better narration skills, perhaps better script writing. It might be worth it to just redo the Cthulhu Mythos stuff. None of them would be like significantly longer. I mean, I wouldn't be putting out a 30-minute video about Cthulhu because there's just not really that much to say, but they would just be better. Any chance I'm doing Star Wars lore in the future? It's funny. It's not the first time I've gotten that question. Star Wars was the third series I covered. I did Cthulhu Mythos, Middle Earth, and then Star Wars. So you can look up those videos. Actually, the link is in the description of this stream. How do I decide which SCP I read next? Just general interest or something more? It's, I guess, primarily based on either suggestions from viewers or, ratings. I use rating systems a lot on the SCP Wiki. People rate things and whether it's good or not. I use that a lot because I don't read everything. Pretty much anything written by DJ Cactus gets a look at and a handful of other authors. The SCP art books. I did see those. I decided not to go in on those just because it's like, it's cool, but it would just sort of sit on my shelf. You know, if I wanted to read SCPs, I would just go on the wiki. So I don't know. I think it is cool, but not really something I'd spend money on. Nothing against it. It's just me. My favorite SCP-001 proposal besides Ouroboros. I liked A Good Boy a lot. I like The Factory a lot. I like the non-001 proposal, The Truth, quite a bit. Yeah, pretty much those few. I do more Lovecraft audiobooks. Yes, absolutely. I don't know when. I don't have any recorded right now, but yes. Have I played Blasphemous? I have. That was a odd game. The SCP I'd least want to be real. probably like 6'10", you know, the flesh that hates. Because it's just like, you know, it seems so utterly horrific that something like that could exist. Because if that exists, I mean, because then, you know, what couldn't exist, I guess, if something, a disease like that horrific. But there's so many that's just like, if you became aware of it, you know, that's the thing. It's like any SCP could exist. If you're not aware of it, who cares? Could I upload more of my old side stuff to podcast feed, like the aforementioned Star Wars series? Yeah, that was the original plan, was I was going to upload all of my old content to Spotify and things like that. But I kept forgetting. I kept forgetting to do so. So I always remember the SCP because I whenever I post the new SCP video, I'm like, okay, I got to do this to put it on Spotify, blah, blah, blah. But then during the week, I get caught up with all the, you know, I get caught up in just working on the new video that I just forget, oh, I'm supposed to upload this to Spotify. It's not like just a click one button. You know, I have to actually like grab the audio from the old video, run it through and extract it and upload, you know, it's just, and then I have to get the thumbnail and blah, blah, blah. So I keep forgetting. And the real problem is I don't earn anything from podcasts. So it's sort of just like, not to be harsh about it, but it's basically just like doing a favor to people that like to listen on podcasts. So it just slips my mind easily. But maybe someday I could hire somebody just to do that. Did I read 5031? I have to look. Yeah. Because this was recommended to me for a video, but it's just too short. It's too short for a standalone video, so I'd have to figure out how to put it in with some other topic, some other compilation. The most time-consuming process of doing a video is writing the script, of course. That takes up the most time because you write it, but then you go back, you reread what you've written, you got to change things, you got to adjust things. Yeah, that takes a while. That's the single most time-consuming part. What I think is the strongest SCP entity that the God Emperor could defeat. That's hard to say without really like analyzing what the God Emperor was capable of. Now, I mean, I imagine like most sort of humanoid entities he probably could deal with, like Abel or something, but I don't, you know, it's really like, that's such a tricky question. My favorite way to consume SCP content is to read the wiki. Simple as that. Would I ever do a miscellaneous SCP video? It might come to that at some point. Just like, all these SCPs that I see and I read, I'm like, oh, this is short. I need to put this in a compilation. I don't know what compilation to put it in. And then I just get the SCPs that need to go into a compilation, but I can't think of the compilation video. There's nothing connecting these. Just here's 40 minutes of a bunch of SCPs. I'm sure people would like that. What was my original intent with this channel? Well, the original intent was Let's Plays, but the original intent of the Exploring series was, again, the original intent of the Exploring series was to just make a few videos about the Cthulhu mythos. After that, it was, let's just make a bunch of videos about lore, completely summarized, with the idea that people would not know much about the topic. They would listen to my summary, and then they would go on and continue reading or researching it on their own past my summaries. So I would purposefully not include every detail. Originally, like when I was doing Middle Earth stuff, I would leave out a lot of names and dates and things like that. These little details that don't really stick into your mind when you just hear it. I just wanted to get the big picture stuff in there that would pique your interest enough to go on and research it more on your own. And whether that would be other people's videos or just reading books or articles or things like that. And I would say, aside from SCP, that's still sort of the idea. Like 40K, you know, when I did those videos, that's not comprehensive. There's a lot missing on those, but hopefully it would pique your interest to keep going on your own. So yeah, that's the basic idea. Must know if I'm a fellow Midwesterner. Yes, I am. I'm from the Midwest. What do I think about the Doom games and lore? Have I played the games? Yes. In fact, if you went over to my Let's Play channel, you would find playthroughs of every Doom game. Something I like to do on that channel is I like to do playthroughs of every game in an entire franchise, from like the first game to the latest one, to see how the series progressed from beginning to end or from beginning to now. So I did that for like Doom and Final Fantasy and Elder Scrolls, Castlevania, Metroid. It's really an interesting process. So Doom has really been pretty much great from start to finish. My least favorite game was 3. Just because I don't really care for horror games. And Doom, aside from Doom 3, never really felt like a horror game to me. But yeah, Doom games are great. Lore, I have no idea. I play like Doom Eternal. I don't know what's going on. You just shoot stuff. It's probably kind of cool lore, but I don't know. Have I played Control? Yeah, I played it through once when it came out. I was thinking about playing through it again with the Ultimate Edition on PS5 or whatever. Do I have a cat? I have 3 cats. Boogle, Kitty, and Locke. And I'll be getting 2 dogs this spring, which is going to be kind of interesting. Do I speak a second language? Not really. I know some French, although not conversational. And right now I'm working on learning Japanese, although that's a super daunting project. Enjoyable, but daunting. Do I have anything planned for major milestones such as 1 million subs or 1,000 videos? I don't think I'd do anything for 1,000 videos. That can't be anytime soon. There's no way I'm even close to 1,000 exploring videos. 1 million subs, I don't think that'll be this year, but I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I mean, what could I... I'm not that like grandiose of a thinker. I don't know what I would do that would be like, wow, this is like the most epic thing Exploring Series has ever done. I mean, it, you know, like if I release another 4-hour exploring video on, you know, in one day, that's a big project. What breed of dog? Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, which is one of the most pretentious dog names. But apparently they're super friendly, so my sister knows a breeder. I was only planning on getting one, but they're like, you should take 2. I guess I'll take two. Why did you decide not to upload the Final Fantasy 14 episode to podcast format? So I upload the exploring stuff to podcasts because I feel like the video portion of it is not really crucial to the overall product. I think you get the general gist of the whole thing with just my voice. And that could be true for the Final Fantasy 14 stuff. But I feel like the video portion is more important than normal. So, it's a video series about a video game. I feel like the video part is just kind of necessary. I could be wrong, and maybe that's stupid of me, and I should just upload it to podcast. But for now, we're going to keep it to YouTube. They can't jump. Okay, well, that's good. Very nice dog. They have a lot of health problems due to inbreeding. Me too. No, I'm just kidding. Favorite language I want to learn. I mean, that's Japanese. I don't know if I'll ever actually learn it because I haven't even gotten to kanji yet, but it seems like for a nerd, it seems like the most useful language to learn. Maybe that's not true, but you know, I can think of like a lot of Japanese exclusive games and stuff that I could play. Whereas like if I learned French completely, there's not that many French games. How old am I? I am 30, believe it or not. I'll be turning 31 in April. On the same day that Mortal Kombat comes out. So exciting. What a great birthday present. I don't play guitar. I leave it there just to get asked about it every time. I don't know why. I tried learning it. I failed. I have nerd fingers. They're very just soft and pliable, and the strings lacerate them, and I gave up. So I just leave it there for decoration. Will I do more Final Fantasy games? Yeah, like I mentioned, I'm working on a story of Final Fantasy VI video, two videos. That'll be released when they're done. Is my mic kind of muffled or am I talking with a cold? No and no, there shouldn't be. Oh, well, no, you're right. I don't normally use OBS to speak with this mic. So I have an equalizer set up for my other microphone that I use for Let's Plays. So that's probably the issue. I didn't even think about it. Any opinions about the Department of Abnormalities? That is currently on the poll on my Patreon. So at some point I will be doing a video all about the Department of Abnormalities, which is sort of, it is part of the Cactusverse, so it's not a epic, grandiose, like fully extensive part of the Cactusverse, but it is. So it'll be interesting. Now I know about the calluses. It's just like, do I really want to take the pain to develop calluses just so I can play guitar for myself? It was a cooler idea when I was younger. It's probably the gate is set high. Or some, I don't know. It's a much different setup from my other microphone. The most animated you've seen me in a minute. Yeah. I mean, I guess. I like doing these Q&As. They're fun. Have I ever thought about doing voice work, audiobooks, or anything? I have a very relaxing voice. Basically, like, becoming just an audiobook narrator is like my backup plan. If YouTube ever craps out, it's something, even if it was just like narrating like instruction manuals for the blind or something, you know, it's just like, it's a job. That would be nice. I mean, it's hard to beat this job, but it's a backup plan. Do I know DJ Tactus in real life? No, I don't. I don't really know any SCP personality in real life. I'm very, very isolated. It'd be cool if there was like an SCP convention that we had every year. I don't know who would fund it, how it would get paid for, the legalities of it, but I think it would be cool. Get to meet all these people. We could have live Q&As at the convention and stuff. That would be nice. My favorite anime, I guess, would still be Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I don't watch a whole lot of anime. I like the first half of Death Note. I like One Punch Man, of course. That's sort of the kind of the poser answer, I guess. Along with Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Super was okay. But I don't watch a whole lot of anime. I've been meaning to watch Demon Slayer, I think it's called. I hear that's pretty popular. Taste in music. My taste in music continues to get more embarrassing as time goes on. But it's like, what's a cool answer ever? There's no, in a format like this, there's no music answer I could give that everyone in chat would be like, wow, he's got great taste in music. There's no answer I could give. So it doesn't really matter. I listen to a lot of like Breaking Benjamin, but I also listen to a lot of like Sinatra. I listen to Fall Out Boy, but then I listen to Jim Croce. I think like the other year, last year, I think my most listened to band was Volbeat. But lately, and I, you know, I don't even care. I don't even care. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of Nickelback. So deal with it. If no one ever told me that people really hated Nickelback, That would really shock me. I think people only really hate Photograph. I think that's the only thing they really hate. But like older Nickelback, you listen to some of their other songs, and it's just good like rock. I mean, I don't know. I don't care. All right. Your words mean nothing to me. All right. Anyways. Do I despise all these new animated SCP channels? No, I mean, it's a free world. They're doing what they do. They're taking, you know, they're taking Creative Commons. They're taking the same content that I take, and they're putting out videos that people want to view. I mean, there's nothing, that's YouTube. That's how it works. I mean, yeah, I've heard some allegations that really they're not creating all this content themselves. They're just like outsourcing it to other countries to like animation studios, and you know, cheap studios like that, and you know, they're not writing their own scripts or things like that. I don't know. I don't despise them. I mean, obviously I wish I got numbers like that, but I'm not an animation channel, and animation is very popular because it's just SCP tends to skew younger, and younger people, if they're gonna choose between some cool looking animation, a cartoon, or some dry slideshow of images, I mean, the choice is clear. Whether or not I have a better script than them or better voice or whatever, apparently that doesn't matter. Red, 30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah. I listen to metal. Yeah, I listen to some metal. I don't listen to like screaming metal or like death metal or anything like that. I like Metallica. I mean, if you look at my like metal playlist on Spotify, what do I have in there? Hold on. A lot of Metallica. Soilwork's in there. Rhapsody. So like sort of melodic metal or folk metal. I don't know exactly what they call it. Machine Supremacy. That was a good band. Feels like I laid the groundwork and these channels are piggybacking and not giving me the credit I deserve. Well, that's probably not true. I mean, the only one that really deserves credit are the authors. That's pretty much it. Because, you know, none of our content would exist without the authors. Linkin Park, of course. System of a Down, sure. Korn. A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Am I a fan of The Walking Dead? Well, I've never read the comic. I watched the show when it came out. I watched for maybe like 3 or 4 seasons, and then I was like, all right, I've seen enough of this. What YouTube channels do I enjoy watching? Let me look at my subscriptions here. We'll just go down a list. LGR, Techmoan, Lobos Jr., Mad Season Show, who does World of Warcraft videos. I don't even play WoW, but he's just got this great monotone voice that somehow works. Video Game Donkey, Steve 1989, MRE Info. Again, it's just like, who would have thought? Who would have thought that a channel like that could exist and be so good? I've never eaten an MRE in my life, and I probably never will, but I'll watch every video that guy puts out. Vadi Vidya, Ahoy, who only puts out a video like every 6 months. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. Linus Tech Tips, although I'm still not subscribed. I will never subscribe to Linus Tech Tips. I don't know why. It's one of those channels. Any classical music? I'm like having dinner or something, but it's not, I'm not gonna like sit here and play Doom and listen to Bach. How am I? I am great. I'm busy as heck. Like I'm exhausted, but I'm good. I'm actually gonna be taking next week off. I don't usually like to say it, but I do take weeks off. Hopefully people never notice because the videos just keep coming out. But I work ahead of time when I need to take a week off. And right now I just need to take a week off. So you probably would never notice if I didn't say anything, but there you go. Yeah, a lot of questions about potential series. It's all up in the air. Right now, really, you know, I don't even think about other series until like the end of the year. So right now we just started Final Fantasy 14. That's where we're at. SCP and Final Fantasy for right now. Have I ever thought about growing a beard? I cannot grow a beard. Most people in my family cannot grow beards. I shave every time for this because otherwise it's just like this patchy pubic mess. So no, I wish I could. It seems like kind of a nice thing to be able to grow a beard, but on the plus side, I rarely have to shave. And overall, that seems like a nice benefit. Will I be posting a live stream of a game while I read my favorite poetry? Wow, that's one of the odder requests I've received. I don't know if I have favorite poetry. I'm sure I could find some. Does Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark count as poetry? Well, I cover When Day Breaks. Everyone seems to like that one a bit. I mean, I mentioned it briefly in my 001 video. What I probably should do is another 001 video to look at a bunch of other small proposals. But a video specifically about When Day Breaks, I think it's been pretty well covered by other channels. Check out The Modern Rogue. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's a YouTube channel. Okay. I will leave that tab open. All right. Have I been enjoying making Final Fantasy 14? Is making content for it ruining my passion for it? No, not at all. When I did my first playthrough of the story on my other channel, I read through all the dialogue. I voice acted all the dialogue for the purposes of the videos. And I find that when I do that, I don't actually pay attention to what I'm reading. I'm just speaking. So now in my second playthrough, I'm actually really just analyzing the entire story and every line of dialogues. I have to write the scripts and stuff. So I'm really getting much more invested in the story. And yeah, Realm Reborn is not that fascinating, but I'm enjoying the process quite a bit. As for actually putting together the videos, though, it's a bit stressful as I'm trying to do one every 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm trying to put out 40-minute videos each time, which is a lot on top of my normal SCP stuff. But so far, it's going well. Have there been any SCPs that made me question existence? No, not really. I mean, the really scary stuff in SCP is basically just like already sort of exists in real life. Like gamma ray bursts or whatever that could just like wipe out our entire existence at like the snap of a finger and we would have no warning, you know, things like that that are just like, all right, that's nice. I try not to worry about stuff like that. Would I ever put out a prank video maybe about a fake SCP for April Fools? I don't know, maybe other people asked about April Fools as well. The first few years for April Fools, I was sort of I was knocking it out of the park. I did that video about Teletubbies. I did a video about My Little Pony. I did the Scooby-Doo thing. And then like last year, I was just swamped. I was overworked and I just couldn't bring it together. I did the cats and dogs thing, but it wasn't really special. This year I have an idea in mind. It is related to SCP. I think it would be kind of funny, I guess, and which is usually a good sign. It's just a matter of doing it. I have not even started it. And I'm doing the Final Fantasy stuff. I'm doing these weekly SCP videos. I'm getting two dogs. I'm planning on like getting a house soon. It's just like trying to put together an April Fool's video is honestly fairly low as far as priorities go, which I know some people don't want to hear that, but, I don't know. I mean, it's a big step from having a funny idea to producing a complete video. So I don't. Did I watch the new Lovecraft Country series? I did not. I don't watch many television shows whatsoever. Most of my time is spent either working or playing video games, or if I do watch something during like dinner, it's like YouTube videos. So it's very rare that I actually watch a series. Right now, I am watching The Expanse, and I'm really enjoying that. So no spoilers. Do I think the quality of SCPs is getting better or worse? Better. Yeah, definitely better. When I first started reading SCP back in 2011, it was good. I mean, that's what got me into it. I was reading stuff, but like the best stuff was like SCP-093. Because that was like the most epic thing they had. You know, that and 354. Those are my two favorites because these were these big, like, exploratory pieces going to other worlds and other dimensions. And like, wow, this is so epic. You know, I really never cared for the simple stuff. And so for me, I feel like over time, we've just gotten more and more of these, like, epic pieces. You know, we've gotten, again, I big credit to DJ Cactus for writing a lot of those. But other authors too. And, you know, we've gotten more canons. We've gotten more collective tales and, you know, these different groups of interest. You know, it's gotten more epic as time goes on. So I can't really comment on like whether the simple stuff has gotten better or worse, because it's just, I've never really cared much for those. But for me, the epic stuff has gotten better. What has been my favorite SCP to read and record? Yeah, 3001, Death and Containment, Wrath, Autopapadopoulos, Ouroboros. Those are usually the ones I mention as being my favorite stuff. I watch Lord Bung's Confinement. Not really. That probably bothers some people. I've seen a few episodes, but I don't really like the humorous side of SCP. I don't really like almost anything humorous, I guess. If I watch something humorous, it's like stand-up comedy or Whose Line Is It Anyway? So, you know, it's just not really my thing. From what I can tell you, he does excellent work with it. It's great that it's so popular and it's bringing more people into the community, but it's not really my thing. What SCPs would I recommend checking out for someone totally new to the Foundation? Goodness, that is such a tricky question. Yeah, that's tough because it's like, I don't think there's a one size fits all answer to that. That no matter who you are, no matter what your background is, no matter what you like, you read this SCP, you'll be hooked. I don't think there's an answer for that, you know. Because SCP has become a lot more diverse. I mean, you could not be interested in horror whatsoever and still love SCP. You could. So it's not like, well, this is the best horror SCP. No matter who you are, you're going to like this. That's not the case. So I don't know if there's a one-size-fits-all. As much as we rag on like 173 for being sort of bland and uninteresting, it's short enough and it's evocative enough, it's original enough that you could read that and be like, okay, I want to learn more. You know, I think starting with something super short is probably the best answer. Maybe not necessarily 173, especially if like you watch Doctor Who and you're like, this is a big ripoff, even though it's not, you know, it might sort of paint your opinion. But there's a whole new set of classifications being rolled out by channels like Volgan and others. Will I also use the new classifications in the future? Well, first of all, those aren't that new. I think it was DJ Cactus that sort of pioneered that, and that was like a year ago or 2 years ago or something like that. It's just Volgan finally, for whatever reason, decided to make a video about it. I'm not against classification systems, but I think if you've been watching my channel and watching the videos, you'll see how rarely I ever mention an object's class, because it's just unnecessary. It doesn't really, unless it does add to the story of the SCP, it's just unnecessary. Except for a few rare exceptions, you could completely remove all object classes from the SCP wiki and business would go on as usual. When I'm explaining an SCP, I don't need to tell you that it's Euclid for you to like make sense of the story that the SCP is trying to tell you. There are exceptions, and I want to keep that in mind. There are exceptions, like when it changes within the story or something like that. But really, it's just like, okay, I don't want to read this thing. Let me just look at a glance if it's Keter or not. Oh, it's Keter. I should read. You know, it's just like, I don't know. It's just unnecessary most of the time. So expanding on it is really not interesting to me. And yeah, most of the times my eyes will just gloss over an object's class. Get a hint on what the next SCP video will be for Monday. It's a compilation video. So it's a group of SCPs. It's not related to a group of interest, but it is related to a group. Whatever that tells you. We've gone for about an hour now, so I think we should get to super chats. I don't think there's that many, but we should be wrapping up. What has been my favorite series to work on thus far? Norse mythology was a great one. SCP has been great. 40K was super cool, not because of the stress from how much lore there is to read, but just like for introducing me to such an awesome universe that I knew nothing about beforehand. And Cthulhu Mythos was great because that was my first one, and it was such a fresh experience for me to write a script and narrate it that I had never done before. Have I considered doing more tales similar to The Stars Do Not Wait for You? The problem is most tales involve a lot of dialogue. Like, most of them. Most of them are either short or they involve just a massive amount of dialogue between multiple characters and things like that. And I'm getting a bit more comfortable with voice acting, so it is a possibility, but right now, I've pretty much done every tale, every good lengthy tale that doesn't have dialogue. Clockwork Time, the Lord Blackwood stuff, Stars Do Not Wait for You, Document Recovered from the Marianas Trench. That's pretty much it. So, unless people have some other suggestions for tales that don't involve dialogue that are good and lengthy, but I thought I looked at most. Did they ever explain how people get to Lamplight? I don't remember. Wasn't it like some teleportation device or something like that? I thought. I don't know. I'd have to look. Favorite K-class scenario. I guess I prefer scenarios where like reality gets rewritten rather than just like reality gets devastated. So like Daveite kind of stuff that just like, oh, well, you know, we've always been Daveite, you know, not just like, oh, this exploded and now life has exploded and it sucks. I guess I would lean towards sort of rewriting stuff. But all right, let's glance over at Super Chats. I know this isn't the lengthiest Q&A, but like I said, I am busy. I still have to finish the script for Monday's video. So let me find Super Chat. What? You say they're all from January 14th. Can't be right. Hold on, it's got mislabeled. All right. Try and find the first one. Good. All right, here's the first one, I think. So Steel Information, thank you. Aiden Bourgeois, thank you. What's your routine from concept to script writing to recording to editing? Love the channel, by the way. Keep it up. Well, yeah, that's the routine. first, I do all the reading necessary so that I have as full a picture of what I'm trying to cover as I can. So. Usually, you know, if it's just one SCP, that's not that much reading, but compilation SCPs, I have to read a whole bunch of SCPs. Canons, I have to read even more, you know, I have to read a whole bunch of tales and SCPs, you know, so reading comes first. Script writing is just, you know, line by line, piece by piece. You look at every line of the thing you're trying to cover and decide, does this need to be in the script? Does this need to be removed? Does this need to be cut down, or should I just put it in, you know, wholesale? And you just do it line by line until the script's done. And I don't know really, you know, it's not like, okay, this video is going to be this long, and then let's make sure it's that long. I just go until I feel, yep, this is sufficiently summarized. Not too little, not too much. Recording, pretty basic. Just, I fire up Reaper, sit in front of the microphone, and just talk. That's the easiest part. Editing, you know, you cut down the audio, remove the mistakes, images, depending on the concept, depending on the topic, that's either really easy or really difficult. And it's sort of a range. It's like, okay, if it's sort of a generic concept that I could just throw a bunch of like control concept art at, that's easy. Then you get up to like, okay, I need to find specific artwork for all these different things that I'm talking about. I can't just use a bunch of generic stuff. That's the hardest. And then it goes back down to like anti-mimetics and stuff. It's like, okay, I'm never going to find any artwork for this. So just throw in a bunch of pictures of fractals and waterfalls. So, and then music, it's usually Cryo Chamber. And yeah, it's like, that's the last step. So that's the thing I care the least about, sad to say. Background music, you know, it's got to be so quiet that I don't catch any copyright claims or anything like that. So it's really just a minor concern. And then that's it. Sasha Lewis, thank you. Would you ever consider doing 2542 and 2542A even in a list style? Cannabis is a controversial topic, but medically it saved my life. What is 2542? Okay. Related to, of course, cannabis, obviously. It's tricky. I mean, if I did something like drug SCPs or something like that, the chance of me being able to monetize it is very slim. And like it or not, that is a factor. I made the mistake last year of doing anomalous diseases or whatever, and that never got monetized. So. It's a bummer, but the fact that this is my job means I do have to consider that. putting in an entire week's worth of effort and, you know, for doing that for my whole week of work to put out a video that I make $0 and 0 cents from is just, it's a bitter pill to swallow, you know? So probably not, unfortunately. Not that I have anything against any of that. It's just YouTube is a fickle mistress. Durden Zero, thank you very much. Thanks for the great content. Wondering if you ever watched the first season of True Detective. Great show, and it involves allusions to Haster and Carcosa. Yes, first season of True Detective was fantastic. And it was very surreal to hear, like, Haster, to hear mention of Carcosa and stuff, and the Yellow King. Overall, it was sort of surface-level stuff. You know, you wouldn't really call the first season Lovecraftian in any way. There was nothing supernatural going on in the show. But yeah, it was cool to hear it mentioned. Alira, thank you. Modest89, thank you. Thank you for always making my days more bearable at work. Your content and your voice always keep me calm and waiting for the next vid. Love you, man. Thank you. Alira, thank you again. You always have some of my favorite content. Listen to them multiple times and cannot wait for the next one. Excellent. Mr. Wake the Duck Up, thank you. Hey, man, your content is gold. You, sir, got me into the SCP universe. Thank you. Matrix Ren, thank you. Loving the monthly Q&As. Please keep at them. No questions this month, just some love. I think I will keep trying to do the monthly Q&A. I really enjoy doing it. Einar Ekram, thank you. Hey, dude, really enjoy your stuff. Keep it up. I shall. Burporium Egg, thank you. I really like the voice acting you did in your recent video. If you had to live as one of the characters or SCPs for 24 hours, who would I choose? If I had to live as any character or SCP for 24 hours, probably SCP-999. Although I feel like going back to my normal self, you would never be able to reach that level of joy and happiness. So maybe that would just ruin me. So I don't know. Maybe you'd want to be somebody really miserable so you'd appreciate your life. So I guess, sad to say, I guess I'd pick Bright. He's always pretty miserable or insane. So then you'd just go back to normal and be like, well, thankfully I'm not Dr. Bright. Or Clef, he's also pretty miserable. I feel like most Foundation doctors are probably sort of miserable. So pick anyone. Garrett Roberts, thank you. The sort of a demented smiley face there, but all right. Abbo, thank you. Have I ever read Berserk before? I have not. I watched some sort of anime of Berserk. I didn't watch all of it. It wasn't like the newest one. It was an older one. It was pretty wild, but I know it's a big inspiration for like Bloodborne and stuff, so I probably should give it a read. Brooke Silmane, thank you. Ever thought about doing Doom lore since it kind of has a bit of depth to it? Well, I mean, it would have to win the polls. And honestly, I don't know if it ever would win the polls because I don't think it's not like the same sort of size of content compared to like 40K. You know, I don't think there's that much lore to Doom. I know there is some, especially in the newer stuff, but the lore of like the first Doom game, there can't be that much. So I don't know. I mean, you never know. You never know down the line. It could be. Sam Beeswaz, thank you. Any thoughts of reviewing Has-Been Hotel in April 1st? I don't know what that is. I assume it's some sort of joke topic then. It's a webcomic. It's a web series. No, I guess. I mean, I'd have to. I don't know. April Fool. I mean, you know, April Fool stuff is like, again, it's such a low priority for me, even though I want to make it. And even when I have an idea that jumps out at me, it's like, yes, I should make this. Even then, it's like, oh, when am I going to make this? So, no plans for that. Denzel Young, thank you. Really, really love 1000, but that's probably because of the way the Volgan did it. If you covered it, I can't even remember. How would I rate SCP-1000? I did cover. It was one of my earlier videos. I like SCP-1000. I like SCP-1000 a lot more after you look into sort of their place in the expanded SCP universe. You look at all these other SCPs that mention, like, you know, Children of the Night and things like that, or mention Bigfoot, you know, stuff like that, and their place in different, and how they've popped up across over time. That's when it gets really interesting. If you just look at 1000 as a standalone article, it's fine. It's interesting. But yeah, I mean, again, if you've watched all the SCP videos and you've seen me mention 1000 here and there, that's when it gets more interesting. Jameson Kimball, thank you. What do I think of CupidCon 2021? Again, more things I don't know. This is the SCP Cupid contest. I have not read any of these. In fact, I didn't even know what was going on. I've just been so busy working on other stuff. I've not read any of this, but, you know, usually the contests bring out at least a handful of good ones. So yeah, contests are always good. Midnight Entertainment, thank you. Hi, dude. When will we get some more Cthulhu stuff? If you mean Lovecraft audiobooks, probably soon. If you mean more Cthulhu videos, never. If you mean redone Cthulhu videos, sometime. I don't know when. So hopefully that answers your question. Lisa, thank you. Hey there, my 20th birthday is coming up next Friday, so I'm giving you some of my birthday money. Wow. Well, you don't have to do that, but thank you. Would I ever cover Avatar The Last Airbender? Oh, happy birthday, by the way. Avatar The Last Airbender, if I want a poll, sure. On a whim, probably not. I watched part of that show, like the first show or whatever it was. It seemed fine, but it just, you know, seemed more geared towards kids, I guess. I mean, it's not really like an adult show. I mean, adults certainly like it. I don't know. Again, I don't watch that many television series, so I don't know. LOL 101181, thank you. Hey, love your videos. You got a nice voice and it helps me sleep for some reason. Just want to show some support. Hope it helps. Well, thank you very much. Einar Ekram again, thank you. Would you consider uploading a version of This Is Where I Died without the scream? No, unfortunately. But yeah, that is funny. I don't do that often with like other sounds involved. I did it in the high school one, the madness, whatever one with the hello. I did that. The video at the end of This Is Where I Died or whatever is how I died. And then the Annalise McKell video, I have like the exorcism video, the audio at the end. And I knew right then when I put it in, I was like, I know a lot of people just listen to my videos as they're falling asleep. This is gonna upset somebody. But yeah, you know, I'm sorry. Jay Check, thank you. Thank you for giving your opinions on SCPs. It helps me out when I'm confused. Well, that's what I'm here for. Kill for Senpai, thank you. Hi from Ireland. Keep up the good work, bud. I look forward to your content every week. Well, I hope it's going well in Ireland. Durden Zero, thank you again. What are some of your favorite horror films? Specifically lesser known ones, if any. My favorite horror film of all time is probably The Witch. It used to be REC, but I have graduated to The Witch. Other great horror films... Boy, oh boy. I think on my other channel, I did a top 10 horror film. I also did a top 10 found footage horror film. So you can look those up if you want. Cube is a great movie. Session 9 is a great movie that probably is not super well known. Gosh, yeah, I've seen so many horror movies over the years. I really should compile like some sort of big list. Lesser known horror movies that are great. The Bay. The Bay is a really good movie. I really like horror films that are made like a mockumentary. That's like one of my favorite subgenres. The Bay is the best example of that. I just really enjoy it. I've seen that movie like a dozen times. Similarly, Lake Mungo, not really a horror movie. It just has some little bits of horror in it, but it's sort of a mock documentary style. And just really a little unsettling. That's a great one. So there you go. Check out The Bay, Session 9, Lake Mungo. Yeah, oh, we got plenty of other ones. Okay. Digibits, thank you. Thank you for all the hard work you clearly put into your episodes. Creators like you make YouTube what it is. Thank you. Thank you very much. Seabass, thank you. Ever play classic Final Fantasy 11 more hardcore than Final Fantasy 14? I believe that. I did play 11 like when it came out or so. Not for long. I played a Dragoon and I did think it was really cool that Dragoons got to like summon their own wyverns and stuff. I wish that was in 14. But I just remember going into it and just being like overwhelmed, I guess. I don't remember much. I remember you had to like have like 40 macros filled out for each of your jobs or whatever, and it was just like I didn't spend much time in it because I think I was more of a WoW player in like the mid 2000s and stuff. Terrell the Goat, thank you. Any more Three Moon Initiative tales? Love your work. That's a good question. We will have to look into that. Gulazda23, thank you. Do you plan on covering some of the bigger side storylines in the Final Fantasy 14 series? Normal raids, Alliance, Bozja, etc. If the main story and the main series goes well, if we do the entire main storyline and people are like, yes, more Final Fantasy 14, and I'm talking, you know, like tens of thousands of people want that, then yeah, I mean, I love Final Fantasy 14. I don't have a problem making some more videos on it, but right now, we even have to see if we're going to get, you know, through, like, Heavensward. Vaporeon, Vaporeon Meg, thank you again. I love your videos, man. Cheers from Denmark. Well, I hope it's going well in Denmark. Chauncey Morris, thank you. Would you do Cyberpunk? Because that has a very interesting lore. I have no plans of doing that. But again, that's sort of the thing. Like, if I transition, or I can transition into doing like video game storylines and things like that, that's a good example. You know, that's a good example of just going, playing through the game and just summarizing the main story in like a handful of videos. And then that's it. You know, we're doing Final Fantasy 14, which is like, it's the longest like story summary of any game possible. I mean, there can't be anything longer than that. But like I'm going to show with Final Fantasy 6, which is just going to be two videos. You know, it is possible to do, you know, all sorts of video game storylines in just a couple videos or a few videos. So, you know, we're experimenting here over at the Exploring series. We'll see how it goes. Alrighty. That seems to be all she wrote. Oh, Oscar Burba, thank you. Thank you for posting SCP videos. Look forward to them every week. Ever thought about covering Dark Souls lore? It's come close to winning in the polls, like very close. I think when SCP won, it was like neck and neck or something like that. It was close. An alternate timeline saw me doing Dark Souls instead of SCP. I love Soulsborne, but it seems like it'd be hard to compete with Vodividia. If it ever happens to win the polls, then yeah, I'll do it. Digibits, thank you again. Thank you again for the super chat. I think we're just about done here, though. Yeah, like I said, I want to do this every month. So, If I didn't get to your question this time, hopefully we can do it next time. Cosmere lore. Yeah, that would be my dream, is one day just doing some massive series about Stormlight Archive and all the other little Cosmere storylines and worlds. Yeah. All right. So thank you all for listening, for watching, for chiming in with your questions. Thank you all for your super chats. It's super generous. I'm going to try to do this every month. I don't know if I want to pick a day, because actually, last time I did this, I picked February 18th. And honestly, I would have preferred doing this Q&A next week when I was taking off, but I was like, no, I said February 18th. I got to be a man of my word. So, yeah, I won't announce a date, but a similar time next month in March, we will do another Q&A. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you guys continue to enjoy the videos. I will continue to produce them, and should be all good. Should be a good year. Should be a good year. All right. Yeah. I don't have a good outro. I don't really have a good intro or outro. So keep exploring.